perspectives.
Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about trust without borders. It is so important for us to not treat God like we treat our fellow men. Why? Because God is not the same. His conditions are not the same. We cannot treat him the way we treat everyone else within our lives, especially when it comes to trust. There are moments in life where you will get hurt and you will start mistrusting and you will start not having confidence in certain people. That has never been God. That will never be God. We need to understand that when we are dealing with God, we are dealing with the Creator of heaven and earth. We are dealing with the one that is so far above all our thinking and understanding. We are dealing with the one who is supreme in every single thing. God does not lie, and therefore we shouldn't have trust problems or issues when it comes to him. The problem that we occur as individuals and as people is that we often find ourselves moving into a place where we begin to compare God to our natural circumstances, and we begin to compare him to people that have disappointed us. People are people. God is God, and he's so far above the things that people do and people say to us. God does not leave us, nor does he forsake us. God's mind is not the mind of man. He does not look at things the way we look at things. He also honors his word above his name. And when he gives a promise, he sees his promise through. His word will never return void unto him. That means that when he sends out a word concerning you or your life, it cannot come back to him without being fulfilled. That is the integrity of God. That is how he sees us. And that is how he lives, because that is the standard of God. Now, if you think about it, you are dealing, and I am dealing, with someone who has such high standards when it comes to keeping promises. How can we compare him to a natural man or a natural woman? I do understand that our emotions are often the things that guide us and steer us. And when emotions are high and something happens within the emotional realm, we often keep it as a tag in our spirit when something has happened. And then we begin to weigh everything against that emotion. If someone hurt you in the area of lies and they let you down, everybody else who comes after that person will be weighed up against what that person did. You may be aware of it, you may not be aware of it, but it is so important that we realize that God cannot be weighed up against that standard. You have been disappointed and you have been trusting for certain things. But sometimes we don't even give God a proper chance, because we get to a place where we just don't trust him based on what other people have done. It is time to elevate your mind and time to elevate your understanding, Because when God comes through for you, or when He gets involved in your business, He does a proper job. He will not leave you, and nor will He forsake you. It is time. Time to let go of your trust issues when it comes to God. It is time to break down the borders and allow Him to come in. He's the only one that can fix the hurt that you have gone through. He is the only one that can heal the pain that you are currently experiencing. Trust is a fragile thing. Trust is something that is built over years. And when trust is broken, it is such a long process to restore what has been broken. But let us not put borders when we have not even given God a chance, when we have not given Him a proper chance to show Himself to us. Most of the times, the problems we have with each other or with someone is not even what they have caused. It is based on past experiences. And life cannot be led in such a way, because when we do, we end up hurting ourselves and we end up hurting people. I am sure that you can think of moments in your life when you have had to face your trust issues. If I think in the Bible, how Moses had to go through the process of trusting God. God tells Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. And he says to God, but I can't speak. Moses was someone who stuttered. He could not speak. And God sends him with his brother. God continuously gives him tools to help him. God gives him a staff and says to him, take the staff and throw it on the floor and it will begin to turn into a snake, and then take it at its tail and it will go back into a staff. The amount of trust that had to go into that was on another level. And when Moses got to the place of completely trusting God, he became one of Israel's greatest deliverers. Ladies and gentlemen, it is up to you to know who to trust. God is not the person or the one who should fall in the section of no trust. You have not given Him a chance to prove Himself. Go to God. Lay your case at His feet and allow Him to facilitate things over your life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray today for those who feel that they have been left and they have been forsaken. I ask in the name of Jesus, help them to put their hand in your hand. Help them to get to a place of trust so that you may lead them into the fullness of their destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care. Thank you.
Thank you. see you.